Greetings, brothers and sisters. This will be the last time I'm with you. And I was driving here home from work and feeling uninspired. And then this song came to my mind. You are my hope and my inspiration, part of the song. And I'm just thinking, yes, Jesus is my inspiration. Yesterday, we talked about how Jesus is our Savior. Today, saving us from our sins. And I didn't explain why, though. And today, we'll talk more about that. If you didn't hear yesterday's sermon, the first, I think, on the second, then go ahead and listen to that one first. It'll be beneficial to you before listening to today's sermon. Let's just first start with a word of prayer, though. Heavenly Father, our God, our friend, our Lord, our King, we come before you now. We praise you, we worship you, we love you. We thank you for all your love toward us. And we just pray that you, O Lord, would speak. Because I have nothing of myself, and I can say nothing worth anything. But you, O Lord, can give great blessings. So bless, I pray thee, and open every heart to receive your word, and work in my heart to give your word. We pray these things, Heavenly Father, in the name of our mediator, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, 1 Corinthians 15 says, well, let me say, there were people saying in Corinth that there's no resurrection. And so it says in 1 Corinthians 15, if there be no resurrection, then is Christ not raised. And if Christ be not raised, then you are yet in your sins. Huh. We hear so much the phrase, the finished work of Christ. Because Jesus on the cross said, it is finished. But he didn't say what was finished. I believe he's talking about all the prophecies that had to be fulfilled up to his death, and all that he had to do on this world up to his death was finished. We know our atonement wasn't finished. He had to die. And the death of Christ, yes, is extremely important, but just as important is his resurrection. Everyone preached, you know, Jesus died for your sins. Do you believe that Jesus died for your sins? You got to put your faith in that. I disagree. You don't put your faith in the fact that he died for your sins. You put your faith in him. Yes, he died for your sins. Yes, you believe that. You have faith that in his blood that will wash away your sins. But greater than that, you have faith in the person, not in the act, not in a historical fact, but in the person of Jesus Christ, the living, risen Savior today. Because think about it. 1 Corinthians 15, he says, if Jesus didn't die, then you would still be in your sins. In other words, if Jesus didn't rise again, you'd still be in your sins. So his death and his blood alone is not enough to save you from your sins. Why? Okay, think about it. Many reasons. Many. In the Old Testament, when you'd offer a sacrifice, you'd go to the tabernacle or temple. You would bring your animal. And who would do it? The priest would do it. You didn't do it yourself. The priest offered the sacrifice. And the priest had to be pure and have clean garments, you know, symbolically to be pure before God. Now, Jesus sacrificed. Who offered it? Well, Jesus offered it himself. But who was the priest? Well, Jesus. A high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And it says in Hebrews that he entered the heavenly tabernacle, the heavenly sanctuary, with his own blood. So after he died, he had to carry his blood into the temple in heaven. And that's a mysterious thing, but that's what he had to do. And anyway, then he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. So why do we need Jesus today? We don't just need his death back then. We need him today to be our high priest. Because when you sin today, what covers your sin? Jesus' blood. Yes, but who presents that blood? Who keeps that blood, you know, before God the Father, so to say? It is Jesus. So Jesus has to be alive so that he can keep, so that, if you follow me, he can keep his blood there present. He can stand before the Father and say, here is the sacrifice, just like the priest would with sacrifice. You follow me? He has to be eternally there to keep his sacrifice present. That's my understanding. Anyway, look to the book of Acts. What do you see? What did they preach? If you need a refreshing, read through it again and see what they preached concerning Jesus. They were always preaching his resurrection. Today, everyone's preaching his death. But in the book of Acts, they were preaching that Jesus is risen from the dead. They were preaching that everywhere. And therefore, we know that it is extremely important. And from 1 Corinthians, that said, we'd still be in our sins if it weren't for that. So what else must Jesus do? So he has to be the high priest, so that we can come before God. For man to come to God, you have to have a priest. And we needed that high priest, Jesus, to bring us before God. And anyway, sorry, I'm driving here. There's some vehicles on the road. I'm trying to gather my thoughts together. Pardon me a moment. So we need Jesus to be the priest, offer the sacrifice. Another reason we need Jesus is to intercede for us. He is called our intercessor. Now, how does that work? Do you remember how he prayed for Peter? He said, I have prayed for you. When Peter was about to deny, he prayed for Peter. And he is doing the same thing for us as our intercessor. He is interceding, which interceding means praying to the Father on our behalf. So that is one way you have victory over sin, because Jesus is up there in heaven praying for you. Isn't that awesome? If Jesus had not risen, you'd have no intercessor. And thirdly, if you understand that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus, like I said in yesterday's sermon, then you also understand that Jesus must be alive for his Spirit to live within us. You follow me? You could not have the Holy Spirit if Jesus would not be alive. Because the Holy Spirit is, yes, the Father's Spirit, and is also the Spirit of Jesus. Jesus and the Father are one. God is one. There is one God. The greatest command of the Bible says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Like it says in Isaiah, I am the Lord. There is none else. There is no God beside me. And that's the truth. He is the one and only God. And not three gods. It's one God. Yes, he can be three persons. He could be a million persons if he wanted to. Just like he could be in many different places at the same time. He is one God. And so what gives you the power today to live the Christian life? Well, it's the Holy Spirit, and that is the Spirit of Jesus. So Jesus has to be alive for you to not be a slave of sin, for you to have victory over sin, for you to be a Christian. Jesus must be alive. So, yes, and then he also rose from the dead to conquer the devil. He trampled the foot of the devil. And so, yes, as you see, there's many, many, many reasons Jesus had to rise from the dead. So, when you're faced with temptation, look to Jesus. Jesus is living his life through you right now because his Spirit is inside of you. And he is the one giving you the power to live a holy and righteous life. He is saving you from your sins today. He is the risen Savior. And the power of his resurrected life
is in you, if you are a true Christian. So look to Jesus. He is risen. He is risen indeed. And in him we have victory. He is our high priest. He is our mediator. We could not pray to God if it were not for Jesus. He is the mediator between God and man. So our high priest, our mediator, our intercessor praying on our behalf, and the one who, our Savior today, who lives within us through his Spirit, saving us from the power of sin, saving us from our sin. Praise his name. May God bless you. Look to Jesus. In every moment, in every temptation, look to Jesus. He is our life. Christ, who is our life, what it says. Hallelujah. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory.